Remember what Sergeant said about the last time when we used to play with the other, like, the 10 people in the audience?
Hey, let's talk about stuff for a minute. Sasha, talk about what does September 11th mean to you? What are the implications?
So, the thing is we're living in these times, right, where no matter, like, if you say anything against the government, if you say anything that appears to be Israel at all,
fuck the government, kill cops.
So the thing is,
Sasha, wrap it up.
This is a fucking good thing that we should, like, actually get here, that we can fucking play this song. We should, like, the thing is that shit is fucked up out there. There's, like, all kinds of people dying, and it's often, like, we have the ability. There's, like, so, look how many people are out here.
This is a fucking awesome turnout. This is the biggest turnout for one of the shows I've been involved with ever. It's fucking awesome. I want to say that the cops did not want us to play today in the park. And the parks department said they wouldn't back the show because the cops wouldn't back the show. But we got fucking a bunch of lawyers, and we fucking used the Constitution to thwart these evildoers.
What?
Yeah, what's that? Yeah, there ain't much of it left. I want to say that they heard that someone playing in a band today was playing in Leftover Crack last year when there's a riot, but the riot was caused by the cops. How many people are here for that? Would you have not left peacefully when the cops fucking blocked everybody in? Everybody would have left. The show was over. That bullshit. That was the cops' fault. Shame on the police all the time. I wrote this song in 1983. I was an intern at Love and Rage Anarchist Newspaper through CDS school, and I was hanging out one day, and the office was on Canal Street in Barrett, and I seen a fucking line of police cars and ambulances going downtown. I was like, what the fuck is that? It was a really cloudy day. I turned on the radio, it turned out that the World Trade Center had been bombed. The parking lot, or whatever the parking garage did. So I wrote this song back then about that, but it's become so much more relevant now.